Passage 1. Encouraging consumers to save energy has become a fairly common way for electric utilities to level peak period loads and avoid building costly new power plants. Now, in a twist on the idea, a group of utilities is offering $25 million to $30 million to the manufacturer that comes up with the most efficient, cost-effective refrigerator. As this winning refrigerator will likely be more expensive to manufacture than conventional models, the utility group intends to use the money to pay part of the cost of the mass-produced winning refrigerators so that they can be sold at a competitive price. Refrigerators use 25 to 30% of the average household's electricity. Refrigerators made 20 years ago consume some 1,500 to 1,800 kilowatt hours annually. The new refrigerator would use 25 to 50% less electricity than will be required by Department of Energy standards, that is, about 900 kilowatt hours. The utility group is hoping to find one that uses still less energy, 300 to 500 kilowatt hours. That would save the average owner up to $200 a year in electric bills over a 15-year-old refrigerator.
Now the passage will be read again.
Encouraging consumers to save energy has become a fairly common way for electric utilities to level peak period loads and avoid building costly new power plants. Now, in a twist on the idea, a group of utilities is offering $25 million to $30 million to the manufacturer that comes up with the most efficient, cost-effective refrigerator. As this winning refrigerator will likely be more expensive to manufacture than conventional models, the utility group intends to use the money to pay part of the cost of the mass-produced winning refrigerators so that they can be sold at a competitive price. Refrigerators use 25 to 30% of the average household's electricity. Refrigerators made 20 years ago consume some 1,500 to 1,800 kilowatt hours annually. The new refrigerator would use 25 to 50% less electricity than will be required by Department of Energy standards, that is, about 900 kilowatt hours. The utility group is hoping to find one that uses still less energy, 300 to 500 kilowatt hours. That would save the average owner up to $200 a year in electric bills over a 15-year-old refrigerator.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Encouraging consumers to save energy has become a fairly common way for electric utilities to level peak period loads and avoid building costly new power plants. Now, in a twist on the idea, a group of utilities is offering $25 million to $30 million to the manufacturer that comes up with the most efficient, cost-effective refrigerator. As this winning refrigerator will likely be more expensive to manufacture than conventional models, the utility group intends to use the money to pay part of the cost of the mass-produced winning refrigerators so that they can be sold at a competitive price. Refrigerators use 25 to 30% of the average household's electricity. Refrigerators made 20 years ago consume some 1,500 to 1,800 kilowatt hours annually. The new refrigerator would use 25 to 50% less electricity than will be required by Department of Energy standards, that is, about 900 kilowatt hours. The utility group is hoping to find one that uses still less energy, 300 to 500 kilowatt hours. That would save the average owner up to $200 a year in electric bills over a 15-year-old refrigerator.
Passage 2. When young people get their first jobs, they may face a lot of new, confusing situations. They may find that everything is different from the way things were at school. It is also possible that they will feel uncomfortable and insecure in both professional and social situations. Eventually, they realize that university classes can't be the only preparation for all of the different situations that appear in the working world. Perhaps the best way to learn how to behave in the working world is to identify a worker you admire and observe his behavior. In doing so, you will be able to see what it is that you admire in this person. For example, you will observe how he acts in a crisis. Perhaps even more important, you will see what is his approach to day-to-day situations. While you are observing your colleague, you should be asking yourself whether his behavior is like yours and how you can learn from his responses to a variety of situations. By watching and learning from a model, you will probably begin to identify and adopt good working habits. We Chinese have a saying which goes like this: if you live with a lame person, you will learn to limp. So, if it is possible, you'd better make friends with him. The closer the relationship is, the better you can learn from him. Those efforts will make you satisfied with your behavior in the working world.
Now the passage will be read again.
When young people get their first jobs, they may face a lot of new confusing situations. They may find that everything is different from the way things were at school. It is also possible that they will feel uncomfortable and insecure in both professional and social situations. Eventually, they realize that university classes can't be the only preparation for all of the different situations that appear in the working world. Perhaps the best way to learn how to behave in the working world is to identify a worker you admire and observe his behavior. In doing so, you will be able to see what it is that you admire in this person. For example, you will observe how he acts in a crisis. Perhaps even more important, you will see what is his approach to day-to-day situations. While you are observing your colleague, you should be asking yourself whether his behavior is like yours and how you can learn from his responses to a variety of situations. By watching and learning from a model, you will probably begin to identify and adopt good working habits. We Chinese have a saying which goes like this: if you live with a lame person, you will learn to limp. So, if it is possible, you'd better make friends with him. The closer the relationship is, the better you can learn from him. Those efforts will make you satisfied with your behavior in the working world.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
When young people get their first jobs, they may face a lot of new confusing situations. They may find that everything is different from the way things were at school. It is also possible that they will feel uncomfortable and insecure in both professional and social situations. Eventually, they realize that university classes can't be the only preparation for all of the different situations that appear in the working world. Perhaps the best way to learn how to behave in the working world is to identify a worker you admire and observe his behavior. In doing so, you will be able to see what it is that you admire in this person. For example, you will observe how he acts in a crisis. Perhaps even more important, you will see what is his approach to day-to-day situations. While you are observing your colleague, you should be asking yourself whether his behavior is like yours and how you can learn from his responses to a variety of situations. By watching and learning from a model, you will probably begin to identify and adopt good working habits. We Chinese have a saying which goes like this: if you live with a lame person, you will learn to limp. So, if it is possible, you'd better make friends with him. The closer the relationship is, the better you can learn from him. Those efforts will make you satisfied with your behavior in the working world.